Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this 8th Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We give thanks that he shares with us the glory of his kingdom of love and peace. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, You have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify, and govern us in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Book of the Kings. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made me your servant king in place of my father David, although I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this, your great people?" It has pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I do now according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to the psalm. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. With open mouth I pant, because I long for your commandments. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom toward those who love your name. Keep my steps steady according to your promise, and never let iniquity have dominion over me. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because your law is not kept. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, says the Lord. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. And in his joy he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today, we continue our journey through a passage in Matthew's gospel where Jesus is teaching about the nature of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus compares the kingdom with a mustard seed. The mustard seed, says Jesus, grows into the greatest of shrubs and provides a home for many different birds. Jesus, the Son of God, is the seed of the kingdom. One man sent by God into the world to plant the seed of the kingdom. From his life and teaching, the kingdom of heaven takes root in the world, in the life of the church. Over the centuries, the church has grown throughout the world, bringing the kingdom of heaven to all the ends of the earth, welcoming all in love and providing a home for all who come to God. And for those who find the kingdom, those who come to know God's love for them, the kingdom is a great treasure, like treasure hidden in a field or a great pearl, which is so highly valued, so precious. It is a treasure which is priceless. But it is a treasure to be shared. The church shares this message in proclaiming the good news, casting the nets of faith upon the world, and inviting all to know and share the love of God and to find a home with him, a place where they can find rest for their souls. And this the church does by celebrating the tradition of faith which we have received from the apostles and the saints through the ages, but also in looking for new ways to speak the gospel to the present generation. As Jesus says, like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the church nourish the seed of faith in her people that the kingdom of God may grow throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, Sudan, the Holy Land, the Middle East and the Gulf, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for the people of Venezuela, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the values of the kingdom, love and peace, grow throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to those we meet and lighten the burdens of all among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Generous God, you have fed us with your holy word. Kindle us with the fire of your Spirit, that when the Lord comes again, we may shine as lights before him, who is alive and reigns in glory for ever. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all so much for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our worship this morning. It's really, really good to have you with us. And you are very, very welcome. I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.